I'm Tommy McNeil. Declaring that it doesn't get any bigger than this, U.S. President Trump, alongside Chinese Vice Premier Liu He, signed an initial deal to resolve what had been escalating 18-month trade dispute between the world's two largest economies. VOA Steve Herman.
Reaching for superlatives to describe phase one of the U.S.-China trade agreement, President Donald Trump termed it the biggest deal anybody's seen.
Ultimately, it's a great deal for both countries, and it's going to also lead to even a more stable peace throughout the world.
While many U.S. industry leaders are praising the agreement, leading Democratic Party members in Congress say it lacks substance and fails to resolve core issues that would truly benefit America's farmers and workers. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
The impeachment trial of President Trump is set to begin in the U.S. Senate next week, after the House officially notified the chamber that it was in fact delivering the articles of impeachment. We get more from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The yeas are 228, the nays are 193.
That historic vote, mostly along party lines, was to approve the transmittal of the two articles of impeachment to the Senate. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi signing the notification.
So sad, so tragic for our country that the actions taken by the president to undermine our national security, to violate his oath of office.
House impeachment managers carried the articles to the Senate. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says they will be accepted in a day, and the Supreme Court justice will be sworn in.
I'm confident this body can rise above short-termism and factional fever and serve the long-term best interest of our nation.
President Trump denies wrongdoing in his dealings with Ukraine. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And this is VOA News.